That's a letter. Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Is that letter? Whoops. No, I got it. Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today is Parashat Kedoshim Raboisai. I want to discuss with you a very famous sugya, but maybe some new Tosefet Nofech. Happens a lot. Actually, the inspiration for this year came from a bar mitzvah that we had in the shul last week. And yeah, no, listen, bar mitzvahs happen. But every time a bar mitzvah happens during Sfirat HaOmer, you have the age-old question: what happens now to the bar mitzvah boy mid Sfirat HaOmer? So actually, Maran Zichron Levracha wrote about this extensively in three places: Yabi Omer, Chelik Aleph, Yabi Omer, Chelik Gimel, and then again in Chazon Ovadia Yom Tov. And in Chazon Ovadia Yom Tov, he dedicated it actually to his grandson, Meir Ziv. He had a grandson, Meir Ziv, Rabbi Avraham's son.
Oh.
So he became Bar Mitzvah. So he, huh? No, Cholon. So he, that's an interesting name, Meir Ziv, right? Meirim Ziv and Pikim Nogas. So they call him there. Meir Ziv. Yeah, Mikol Makom, Tekshivuto. So the earliest poskim to discuss this issue, obviously the question is, if the bar mitzvah boy hasn't been makpid to count everything until his bar mitzvah day, and then he just wakes up on, kafila omer, and says, okay, yalla, I'm going to jump in. It doesn't work like that. Even though, by the way, everybody knows the famous Tosfot, Tosfot brings down two famous machlokot, the first of which is, are the nights or are the days of Sfirat HaOmer contingent upon one another, such that if you missed one, that hinders the rest or not? Rov kechol haposkim, Rabbeinu Tam on the spot, Rov kechol harishonim, besides for the Mahag, hold that what? Wherever do you have mitzvot that are contingent upon one another? Yeah, Chanukah. There's a mitzvah to light candles for 8 nights. Yeah. If you missed a night or two or seven, does that hinder you from lighting 8 candles on the last night?
No.
Apitam. Why?
Each mitzvah is nefrat.
It's a mitzvah. One second. There's a mitzvah of Nerot Chanukah. Elama. The Chachamim made components of the mitzvah. Each night is its own mitzvah. Ma. Same thing. Yeah. You didn't write, even though it's not so comparable, but you didn't, let's say, you didn't read Megillah, Bilel Purim. Now, something happened. On your Sunday. The person wasn't feeling well. He wakes up Yom Purim. Can you read Megillah with a bracha? Vaday. In Safek. So why all of a sudden all the poskim, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Si'ato, they all compare this to those mitzvot? No. The nights of Sfirat HaOmer are not contingent upon one another. A person bar minan, he was in a coma, let's say, for the first 48 days, or he was bashevi, or whatever it was, for the first 48 days of the Omer. Finally, he gets free, something happens. On the last night, he's able to count with the bracha. According to the Malacha, bevadai, bevadai count. Elama. Bahag. Bahag is one of the Geonim. The Maran Chida attributes Baal Halachot Gedolot to Rabbi Yehudai Gaon. What is it?
Sfaradi. You don't know the author.
Is it Sfaradi? Actually, Geonim is it. Bavel. All the Geonim Kimat, Geonim originated in Bavel. Because the Geonim were really a spin-off of whom?
Bavel is spin-off of Gemara.
Hello. Let's get something straight. Okay? Maran Zichron Levracha used to call our times Tchufat HaGeonim. Why? Because everybody is what? Everybody today is Hagaon, Harav Hagaon Kacha, Gaon Kacha. She used to call it Tkufat Hagaoni. He didn't like it, by the way. You know why? Because in Israel. Huh? In the times of the Gaonim proper, what was Gaon? Gaon wasn't just a level of Torah erudition. Gaon was a title for being the Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah. Hi, Gaon. How about a 5-year-old? What was a very young
Gaon? No. It's a Rav Natronai. There were many. Now, listen to me. There were three yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael that started off during Tkufot Amoraim, one in Surah, one in Haredeah, one in Pumbedita. Those were the three biggest. There were others, but those were the three biggest yeshivot in Eretz Yisrael. After the Tkufat, Rabbanan Tzvorae, after the Amoraim, it spun off into what kind of the Tkufah of the Savoraim, which was right after Rav Yonah Rav Asher. It was a very short Tkufah. It was about 60 years. Like very short. Well, one, on Bet Amud Bet.
Yeah.
Bet Amud Bet, there's Machloket Rishonim, it says Rav Achai over there. So, which Rav Achai is it talking about? Rav Achai Gaon, there's Machloket Rishonim. Anyway, it could be that some svoraim made it into the Gemara. Betaut. Because really, Ravina and Rav Asher were supposed to be Chatimat HaTalmud. Could be that some svoraim, which were mamash borderline with Ravina and Rav Asher for the next 60 years, made it in. But afterwards, the Geonim took over the yeshivot in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever was Rosh Yeshiva, they called him Gaon. Yeah? In those times,
Rav Tzadik Gaon was
Rosh Yeshiva. Eventually, what happened, he was in Babel, and then he moved to? No, hello. Mitzrayim. He opened up his yeshiva in Mitzrayim afterwards. Yeah, hello. Rav Tzadik Gaon. You remember? What was the prerequisite to get into yeshiva? You remember?
The 3 years of Digduk.
3 years of Digduk.
Oh,
remember Rav Tzadik Gaon? Just to get in. Just to get in. 3 years of Digduk to get in. No, I don't know. I don't remember exactly what the entrance exam was, but he had to learn Digduk for 3 years to get into Rav Tzadik Gaon's yeshiva. It was a big stuff. Anyway, that's why he's called the Rosh HaMdakdakim B'chol Makom is Rav Tzadik Gaon.
Now,
I won't have any applicants. Anyway, but Kitzur. So,
he should do it.
Yeah. People, I don't know why they downplay, Digduk so much. Look at Rashi. I'm not going to say statistics, but you know how many Rashis ala Torah there are that are Digduk related?
Most.
Do you have any idea?
Those are
the ones that people... Rabbi Moshe Darshan, Menachem Ben Saruk. He brings all the midakdikim. Who? What?
Any other mafarshim that
Badai.
The Ramban.
Radak. Ramban also. Ibn Ezra.
As much as Rashi?
Which is funny because when you're learning Rashi, many of the kalalim that Rashi has and many of the kudot that Rashi has that he refers to are different than the way we refer to them. Yeah. So it's hard, you have to make cheshbon. What does Rashi call segol? Chataf patach. It's a whole matzah. Anyway, call makom rabotai. Listen here. So now back to the bar mitzvah boy. Yeah, bar mitzvah boy. Now he's makapid. Let's say yirei shamayim. All the way from the beginning is sfirat ha'omer. He started counting. All of a sudden, siman tov becomes. Now let me ask you a question. What about if he's under bar mitzvah? Can a child go through the entire sfirat ha'omer and make Sfirat HaOmer with a bracha?
What
that?
Yes.
Why? Yeah. Now, what happens if he messes up in the middle of Sfirat HaOmer? He's a child.
Okay.
Why? Because Chinuch dictates that what? Tamshich. Yeah, Tamshich. The shayla is over here, the kid's a katan. He started, and then he becomes a gadol. Kid says, I didn't miss a day. I called him a said, I was very religious. Avan ma. Now he comes. Now, the first one to deal with this is Maran Achida in Berkei Yosef Taf Petet. He quotes the Sde Ha'aretz, who was one of the Rishonim Tzion. He writes that the Sde Ha'aretz was Rabbeinu Shmuel Becher Miuchas. He was one of the.
Where did he live?
It's Israel.
He was before the Kedav?
Yeah, way before. Yeah, so after Mishpachat Miuchas was from Turkey. You should know. Per capita, most of the Rishonim Tzion were
Turkish.
Yeah.
Well,
Rishon LeZion is over 400 years old. Wow. Not the chief rabbi of Israel. Yeah, this was before Herzl's parents thought about it. I'm talking about Rishon LeZion, which was Rosh Rabbanei Eretz Yisrael. That is 420 years old, baby. Anyway. Well, most of them were Turkish. Mishpachat Miuchas, Mishpachat Chazan, Mishpachat Meir, Mishpachat Panijim. They were all Turkish. Anyway, Mikol Makom, Tekshivu Tov. So the Birkei Yosef Sano, he's got to stop. Shalmet Tzibur, also Turkish. Mizu Shalmet Tzibur. Alo, Rabbi Yisrael, you're killing him. Shalmet Tzibur, Rabbeinu Yisrael Yaakov Elgazi. Yeah, who was he? Also Rishon Letzion. Yeah, also Rosh Hashivat Mekubalim Bet-El. Also the father of Maharit El-Gazi, who was also Rishon Letzion, who's a friend of Maran Achidah. Anyway, you remember the story of the Palador with the Chidah, with the Eisev?
Oh, Palador, yeah.
So that was the story with the Chidah and Maharit El-Gazi.
Oh.
Long story. Anyway, the Kitzur Lachshan.
There's nothing to discuss.
Yeah, now, so the Kitzur, listen carefully. Yeah, they say you got to stop. Why? Because just Lefi Asvara, what he did in his childhood does not carry over to allow him to continue to count when he becomes a gadol. איזה אנוס עכשיו? What אנוס?
He was not of age, so therefore until now it's not, he wanted, he did not want to, same thing as a person like you said, was a little more advanced.
Yeah, what's ההלכה? What's ההלכה?
Today we said that we cannot count it, but why?
Why?
He's not able to come
in. Because Maran Paskin, that if you missed, even if you're anus, you can't count. Safek brachot lakel, Maran Paskin's like the Bahag, that at least people think, by the way, this is a very, very mistaken perception. If you've forgotten an entire day of the Omer, something happened, whatever it is, you stop counting.
It's a
shtuyot. Zeh mamash shtuyot. Maran doesn't say it. Maran says what? He's chayav to continue counting. Elama. One second. Elama, you don't say the bracha because of the Baal. But bevadai you're chayav to continue counting. But Rava Poskim say you continue counting with the bracha. Elama, Safek Barachot says that you don't make a bracha, but
you
not
to get the bracha.
Who says there's a mitzvah d'oraita?
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, still get the mitzvah that the Torah
Now he says like this. Especially, there's a machlok et ha-poskim. Everybody talks about mitzvah chinuch, chinuch, chinuch. What's mitzvah chinuch? Rov ha-poskim. Rashi, on the brachot of Memchet Amud Aleph. Rashi, Rashba, Ramban, the Kesef Mishneh, in Perekei v'Hilchot Chametz Matzah, B'da'at Rambam, they all hold, the mitzvah of chinuch has absolutely zero to do with the child. You know that? What's mitzvah chinuch? Mitzvah chinuch is a mitzvah on the father, not even on the mother, on the father to be mechanech et beno.
And therefore what? Father in the picture?
Then bedin. Then bedin. Yeah, a mother doesn't have mitzvah. If she wants to do it, it's fine. But she doesn't have mitzvah chinuch. Now listen to me. If that's the case, the fact that the kid counted until his bar mitzvah. Every night that he counted, who got the mitzvah?
Daddy.
The father. Therefore, hello. Now that the kid counted and the father got the mitzvah, now the kid says, but I did it. I did it great until the bar mitzvah. Aval ma, we're saying that's great, but you weren't doing your own action. Everything you did was your father's mitzvah. So you didn't do anything until now. That doesn't carry over to you when you become a bar chiyuva. And even though, as a famous tasteless. Yeah.
Isn't, are we sure that the mitzvot, the child doesn't get them? I mean, are they all good to the father, but mitzvot also?
No.
So what? So
it's according to
zero,
that way,
the mitzvot is zero? No mitzvot? Nothing is done? Everything is done?
Yeah. Now, listen carefully. There's a tasteless. In Masechet Megillah, Daf Yutei Tamud. Yeah? Tell you a story about tasteless. You know tasteless. Mizutek. Tasteless. That's what the Rishiva used to say. In Litvish, there's different... There's, hey. By Ashkenazim, you can say O, which is like...
No.
Whatever. Then there's oi, but then the real litvish, the oi is really what?
A.
Becomes a.
And what about the yekis? The yekis say house.
Yekis say au.
House.
Aval. That's your term meduya, by the way. Aval. The Roshiva alav shalom used to say tasteless. One time they invited the Roshiva, Gaon Shmuel Ber Mem Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, they invited him to speak by the Sima Shas. If you had like, I think 3 cycles ago, 21 years ago, in Yodama. Anyway, so they invited him to come and to speak. So he started giving a drasha, like Dibre Chizuk. They said, can you give some Dibre Chizuk to the Misaimim by Sima Shas? This was way before MetLife. The biggest Sima Shas, then you know where it was, in the garden, in Madison Square Garden. That was the biggest one. Yeah. Huh? The garden? How many does it hold? 5,000? No, how many does it hold? How many people?
Not that many.
5,000, maybe. 10 max. Anyway, Bekitzur, so what happened? So he got up and he started speaking. He spoke in Yiddish, and he says, I want to give mazal tov to all the Misaimim and Ashrechim.
20,000.
20?
Today, it was 20,000.
Maybe they...
Then life was 82,000.
Aval, so listen. So he said, but I don't understand you guys. He's talking to Misaimim and Etzim Ashas. He says, what kind of thing is this to learn the Daf HaYomi, to learn Shas? No Rashi, no Tosafot, no Rick Vager. What's wrong with you people? And the like organizers that are good, they're getting like nervous because they didn't bring him to give Musar to the Misaimim. But he started going, he's like, no, you have to learn with Tasvis, you have to learn with Rick Vager. Yeah. It was like tough love. Mikol Makom, they like cut the mic. They told him like, so, let's see. Yeah. Bekitzur, Tasvis says, in Megillat Daf Yutei, it says, that really, be'emet, mitzvah chinuch, without getting to the whole sugya in Megillah, he says mitzvah chinuch goes on the child. It's mitzvah rabbanan for the child. If that's the case, we hold not like Rabbi Yehuda. Can a child read Megillah for the Kahan?
Okay. We said no in the Gemara.
We hold like the Rabbanan, Tanakama, that he can't. Why? Practices. If Bemet mitzvat chinuch is chayav midrabanan, he's midrabanan, mitzvat mikra Megillah is the Rabbanan, why can't it be motzi? Tosfos gives the famous answer. Whereas other people are chayav mitzvat Megillah with one derabanan, he's chayav with two derabanans. Why? Because he's one step below everybody else. So therefore, over here, even though, listen carefully, even though over here, maybe he did a mitzvah to derabanan by counting the Omer before he was a gadol, that's two derabanans because he was a katan at the time. Now that even though nowadays, Sfirat HaOmer, Rova Poskim, including Maran HaShulchan Aruch, hold that Sfirat HaOmer is only midrabanan, aval ma, before he became bar mitzvah, he's in two derabanans now. After his bar mitzvah, it's only one derabanan. What he did in his two derabanan zone, we'll call that negative two, can't help him in his one derabanan zone, which we'll call negative one. Zone. Nevertheless, there are several poskim. Very famously, Agon Chacham Tzion in Chilek Aleph of Shut Ole Tzion is all true about this. And he writes, by the way, he's not alone. There's many poskim who hold like him also that a katan that became bar mitzvah may continue to count with the bracha. Agon Chacham Tzion, Agon Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikra Kodesh. Mizaya. Rav Frank was Gdol Ador. No. He was the Rav Rashi Lirushalayim. Manan Zechonu Lebracha. If you look, there's three people ever, in all of his Sfarim that he ever calls Mofet Ador. Three. Mofet Ador. Not miracle. No. Well, it does, in that sense, it doesn't mean miracle worker. It means the wonder of the generation. Ya'ani Gdol Ador Mamash. So he calls three people. Who were they? Rav Tzvi Pesach is one. Rav Moshe. And Chazon Ish. Rav Tzvi Pesach, he was his Rosh Kol. Maran Zichrono Livracha, when he got married and learned in Kolil, he learned in the Kolil of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, with Rav Shalom Zalman, with Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, with Geone Olam Amash, in that Kolil. Anyway, he held of him, not shy, Gaon Gadol. So he has a Sefer Mikra Kodesh. Not to be confused, by the way, there's a Sephardic Mikra Kodesh also. Mizaya. Mikra Kodesh, about 300 years before.
Wow.
Rabbeinu Chaim Abul Afia.
No connection.
He was Rosh Rabbanit Veria at the time. He was Gedol Ador also. Rabbeinu Chaim Abul Afia.
Egyptian now?
No. Spanish. Abul Afia started as Spanish and then they went to Turkey. Really? Yeah, and then they came to
Israel.
Arabic.
It's Arabic. Abul is Arabic?
Abul Afia. And your dam is on
Arabic. It's Arabic.
But they were from Spain. And you know how they got this. One of the greatest Rishonim, Spanish Rishonim at the time that had a lot of correspondence with the Rambam, was the Ramah HaSfaradi. Who's the Ramah HaSfaradi? Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi Ben Todos Abul Afia. Yeah, he was Spanish. By the way, he had a Sefer Yad Ramah with a He. He's the Ramah HaSfaradi with a He. You know, the Rambam got a lot of flack for Shita on Tchiyat Temetim. What does the Rambam say about Olam Abba?
It's going to be the same, just peace.
The Rambam writes that Olam Abba is without any bodies. Only Olam Shel Neshamot. Most of the Rishonim attacked the Rambam vehemently and questioned his motives or his Emunah Bitachon, the Ravid, the Rabbeinu Yonah, many, the Rashba was after the Rambam, way after. Aval, many Rishonim attacked the Rambam. One of the Chachmei Lunin went after the Rambam, also not shy. Who came to the Rambam's defense the most? Yad Rambam. Rabbeinu Meir Alevi Abul Afia. Kol makom takshiv. You should look in the new print, I don't know if we have it here, the new print of Yad Rambam on Masechet Sanhedrin. In the back, it has letters of correspondence between the Rambam and Chachmei Lunin. Chachmei Lunin bashing the Rambam and the Ramah defending him. It's a very, very interesting back and forth about this specific shita. The Ravid goes wild, but that's not a chidush. The Ravid always goes wild on the Rambam. Right? That's not a chidush. But this was a shita that rocked the world because that's one of the Ikar Amunah is Olam Abba, Tchiyat HaMetim, and the Rambam said that shat very, very mechudash. Right? All the other... Yeah. So he brings from the Ramah. Anyway, it's a that was a really, really earth-shattering shita that really made waves in the entire world. Now, forget about philosophy and the Sefer Amoreh v'chulim. Even in his Piskei Halachot, that created a lot of waves. And the Rama, Yamei Bizchuto, came mamash to the defense of the Ramban, even though he didn't agree with him, by the way. He held like the other posting, but he brought ra'ayot from Shas that it's very possible that the Ramban was correct. So stop calling him a kofer. That was the, you know, it was a very, very big thing. So, Mikon Makom.
A bunch of books, no?
What?
A bunch of books in the beginning.
Yeah, but not because of that. That also, but it was more because of the Morena Mkhin, his philosophy said. Anyway.
They didn't understand it.
Huh?
They did not understand.
Yeah, listen. Rishonim kimat achim. We're not talking about simple people. We're talking about this was the golden age of the era of the Rishonim. You know what I'm saying? Not simple people. Rabbi Yonan knew how to read very well. You know what I'm saying? He knew exactly what he was reading, and then he was chozerbo for different reasons. Anyway, Mikol Makom, Chametzion writes that since there's a mitzvah of Tmimot, he says the only reason why the days are contingent upon one another is because what? Is because you need Tmimot. What does Tmimot mean? Explains Tmimot means that there has to be Retziv. There has to be a consecutive, consistent count. Now he says, whether or not that count was Mechiyuv el Aptur, Me'aptur el Achiyuv, doesn't matter. As long as you have that consecutiveness, he says you have that Tmimot, and you can count it, and he brings several Ra'ayot. Maran Zichron Bracha very famously disagrees with that in Chelek Gimel of Yevi Omer, and he says, no, that's not true. You can only consider something consecutive when the mitzvah was registered on his account. If he was a katan, whatever he did didn't register in his name. How can you consider something consecutive if the ma'aseh is not nimshach acharav? It's not even considered part of his cheshbon. So what are you saying?
Maybe he have the rest of the mitzvah also until he finished his set.
And he says, one second, especially, this is all fine and well. He says, I can even consider it according to the opinion that says that Sfirat HaOmer is now midrabanan. You know, there's plenty of poskim who say that Sfirat HaOmer is midoraita nowadays. Still, even sans Beit HaMikdash, Rif, Rambam, Ravaya, Hagaot Maimoni, Or Zarua, many Rishonim, the Bior Halacha, all the way in the beginning of Siman Tav Petet, brings down at least six Rishonim that say that Sfirat HaOmer is still midoraita to me. We don't hold like that. We hold like Maran. That's why I like to do Birkat Sfirat HaOmer, even by Shkia. Because it's a Karom Midrabanan. But many Rishonim hold it's still deoraita. How can you tell me, according to the opinion that says in midoraita, according to Chametz Tzion, at most, you want to tell me that he's chayav midrabanan midin chinuch? How can you join what he did when he was in drabanan mode for mitzvah chinuch, according to the Rishonim, that Sfirat HaOmer is deoraita? You want to tell me that it carries over for the deoraitaness as well as when he becomes bar chiyuv, according to those Rishonim, that Sfirat HaOmer is in deoraita? Ma pitom, there's a safek sfeka leachmir alav. Perhaps the halacha is that what he did when he was a katan doesn't carry over, even if the mitzvah is the rabbanan. And even if you want to tell me it does, maybe the halacha is like mi'uta poskim, that Sfirat HaOmer nowadays is deoraita, so for sure it doesn't carry over. So he says, because of all of these things, he says, la halacha al-ma'aseh, he writes, but you know what? Be'emet, I wouldn't be mocheh if I saw a katan, which is different than what he wrote in Yevi Omer. He says, you know what? I wouldn't make a big deal if the kid wanted to continue counting with the bracha. Aval mikol makom la'alacha, I would tell him. Katan became bar mitzvah. Yeah, but he says, but mikol makom, he says, my psach lema'aseh maran zichron bracha, and that's the all the poskim akadmonim of the Sfaradim, Birkei Yosef, Shalmei Tzibur. That's kadmonenu, right? That's no joke. They all say he should stop making the bracha. Now again, especially based on what we said last week, that there's very much shomer ka'oneh by Sfirat HaOmer, both by the bracha and by the Sfirah. So why put yourself b'sela machloket and say no, make a bracha? Lama? What? Yeah, I mean by Ashkenazim it's also half and half. There's plenty. Huh? The well, the Mikra Kodesh or Refrank says he may continue. Tzitz Eliezer says not to continue making the bracha, which is very interesting. I saw a very interesting shaila that was discussed this week by a governor of Mazuz in his weekly shiur. It was brought down in the Alon, He says, what happens? There's a famous Chida. Maran Chida writes in the Sefer Avodat HaKodesh. He says, a person has to be very careful not to miss even one night of, he says, Yizahen, not to miss even one night of Sfira. Why? Because if you do that, he says, all of your previous nights will become Berachah L'Vatan. Chida. Chida in Avodat HaKodesh. So wait a second, hold on. Now he says, based on that, let's say a person has a let's say a person has a situation where he knows he's going to have a surgery during Sfirat HaOmer, and he's going to be unconscious for an entire 24-hour period during Sfirat HaOmer, and that's going to happen on the 24th day of the Omer. Let's say. Should he start counting with the bracha or not?
Is there such a
flight? You take a flight that it's 24 hours of complete daylight?
I think so.
What's the problem?
India, Australia, no?
When they go to Rabbi, you always go through a day no matter what.
To Australia?
Yeah, when you cross the dateline, what do Sephardi post-game hold?
Which way? Backwards or forwards?
Both ways.
I heard the guy came from Australia.
That's an interesting thing. Once you cross the dateline, and it's a machloket, obviously famous name. There's a famous Chazon Ish versus other poskim versus many many other poskim, Rav Tikuchinsky and others. Yeah. Where the dateline is, Chazon Ish has a very famous. Well, it goes by either Yerushalayim or GMT, right? That's the
GMT.
What's GMT? It's a great mountain. Greenwich Meridian time in London. Hello. Now he says like this. Bekitzer, the Chazon Ish has a famous sefer called Kuntres Chai Sha'ot.
Yes.
Yeah. So Chai Sha'ot, it's Chai Sha'ot Mirushalayim.
18 hours from
the Torah. Yeah, he's a Kuntres. Anyway, Mikol Makom, once you cross the international dateline, Lalacha, it's going to be considered a new day, Hen Le'achmir Hen Le'akil, with regards to Sfirat HaOmer. Now, if you have a flight that's 24 hours of daylight, you won't be able to count. The question was, are you allowed to start counting bichlal? So,
you can do without
forget about, let's say, with the bracha. Am I allowed to start counting with the bracha? Yeah. So, Agon Rav Mazuz said in the shiur, and they wrote in the Zalon, that even when the chida says, yizahir, not to miss a day, because it's going to make all of your brachot levatala, Maran Zichron Bracha has a shita that whenever the chida writes yizahir, it's only lishon chumrah. It's not Ikaradi. That's why he speaks Lishon Yizahir. So when the Chida said, you call Birchotav Levatalam Lafreya, he didn't really mean Mamash. It doesn't work like that. Lachin, Bevaday or Bevaday, if a person knows he's going to have a procedure and he's going to be unconscious for 24 hours during Sfira, Madino, he says, tell him to begin counting with the Bracha. Especially because he says, who says he didn't need the surgery? No, they said, we schedule the surgery. So what? You know how many times you schedule the surgery? Or the doctors say one thing, you go back for another scan before the surgery. Zeo ne'ilam, sha'atav ha'mutzlacha. Huh? Yeah, what does scheduling mean? He says, asem ha'shemutal alecha, do your mitzvah, especially since Rov HaPoskim hold that the days are not talui zebaze. You have so many spekot, and to rely on Rov HaPoskim to start. Your anus afterwards, okay, the same way. Onis rachamana patre. That doesn't mean you shouldn't start, because if that's the day, there's a famous Maran Gittin that talks about truma. Shememet chayshena. Shemeyamut la chayshena. Right? When let's say Eshet Kohen, who's Bat Israel, she only eats truma on account of her husband. So now let's say the husband travels to Medinat Tayyam. Now the shayla is, Zeh Gittin Dafkav Gimah. The question is, as soon as the husband leaves home, does she have to stop eating truma? Because maybe he's going to drop dead. Yeah? The Mara says she's allowed to continue eating the cheskat shulchan adchi vadala shemetu until she finds out that the guy died. She can continue eating the truma, even though if her husband died and she's bat Israel who's eating truma, chiyuv mita. Chiyuv mita elama. No. B'shogeg also shogeg chiyuv mita v'deshamayim. Let's say I've already done the parsha. I'm gonna go soon.